host, Cardi B. As many of you already know, I'm a tarot reader and fashion industry survivor. I began learning tarot when I was still in grade school, and since then, I've turned that hobby into a full-time tarot practice and the creation of my own deck, Badass Witches Tarot by Cardi B, as well as various tarot products and events. So happy, almost Samhain, almost Halloween, my very favorite time of the year, clearly. I've been celebrating and gearing up since August, as all of you who listen and follow any of my social media probably noticed. So I'm really excited about the energies of this week. I know we've been in a really intense time. It's been really challenging with that Mercury retrograde that just hit on the 14th of October. We've had Mars retrograde in Pisces, a lot of that emotional triggers coming up for the past little bit as well. But this week, this past Friday, we had Scorpio season begin. So we're in the midst of Scorpio right now, and that is all about transformation. I'm really shedding the old and coming into the new. And as I said, we're coming up on my very favorite holiday of the year. Since I was a little girl, I've loved Halloween. I always got so excited for it. Anytime I would see like the candies and the, you know, the witches and the ghosts out in the stores growing up, I was like, oh, it's my favorite time of year. And it really is that the Wiccan, the pagan new year, the spiritual new year. It's also known as the time the ancients used to call the crack in the year, because it's that middle point between the fall equinox, which we had in September, and the winter solstice, which is coming up in December 21st, which is a really big energetic pivot point for us. So they used to kind of say, oh, this is the crack in the year. This is when the veil is very thin between the material and the spiritual world, between the 3D and the 5D in some ways as well. And I think that this is allowing a lot of clarity to come in and a lot of clearing and releasing of just what we don't need, what we've kind of maybe been in some ways almost straddling two seats on, whether that's relationship, job, geographic location, living situation. The Scorpio season is really going to let us shed a lot, but it's going to be intense. Scorpio is intense to begin with, and now we've got 2020. And that, you know, also, of course, because it's the year that it has been, we have a full moon on Halloween. That full moon in Taurus is occurring at 10:49 a.m. the morning of the 31st. That's Eastern time, because I'm based here on the East Coast. So we're also going to have that like heightened intensity of the full moon, but also an immense amount of shedding on that new year, with the veil being very thin, with a lot of clarity coming in. What are we releasing? What are we clearing? What is that old scorpion shell that we're leaving behind? But before we go into some more of the fun Samhain celebrations, some rituals that I kind of wanted to walk you through that might be helpful for this time of year. Let's look at our cards for, it is our last week of October. So I'm so excited to go into Scorpio season. I get excited about, as you've probably heard, I'm like, oh, Sag, because I'm a Sag. And I do really enjoy Libra. My moon is in Libra. And I kind of like the clarity and the balance and that air energy that Libra season has provided up to this point. But I get excited about Scorpio season because it is ruled by the death card. And we're going to go more into this in the November overview next episode of the podcast and of the YouTube channel. But just bear in mind, we're in this astrologically already. We're in that death rebirth cycle that, like I said, that scorpion molting out of his shell to come into a more aligned, more expansive home. So this is, I do get excited for this time of year. And of course, Halloween, my favorite holiday, Samhain, my favorite Sabbath of the Wiccan Sabbaths, falls in Scorpio season. That being said, we're still in the way that I work with the cards. I use the cards for a full month. So even though we start off at the beginning of October, which is Libra season, the Libra Rule Justice card, I work with this through the full month of October, and we'll start with the Death card next week, the beginning of November. So going back to Justice, we have this air energy, this Libra, this balance between the intellect, the throat chakra, and the third eye, what we see, what we're intuiting and downloading from the guides and source in the universe. This has really been the time of awareness around what is aligned for us. And this kind of allows us to set the stage for what we're going to shed and what we're going to release in Scorpio. What are we willing to release? For a lot of us, we've come to a lot of clarity of things that we may have done on autopilot, things that may have been in our day-to-day life that are no longer serving. And I actually had a really interesting experience in Salem, which I've always wanted to go. I sell my deck to a couple of shops there, Kuhn's Cards and Gifts. I highly recommend. They have a great online store too, and they were amazing. But I have to say, the rest of my experience wasn't really that amazing. And it was sad because it's a place that I think holds a lot of amazing history and a lot of magic. And it was just a very negative experience for me. People were very cruel. And I think there's a really heightened sense of fear because I think the small businesses are quite fearful. And then this is just my perspective and my experience. And I really look forward to going back again when the world hopefully heals and is in a kinder place and I can have a more positive experience. But my experience this past weekend was it feels like everyone is in a lot of fear. And again, whether this is fear of the virus, fear of, there's a lot of fear of being shut down, I think, from the store. So you had to line up outside at every store and the rules were different everywhere. So it was impossible to kind of be correct and do the correct thing because some stores, the rules and regulations were different than other stores. So there was no way to master this. I guess if you were a local, you may know every shop's policies, but and there were kind of these like street bouncers of each store that would be yelling at you, no, only two people can be lined up on the street. Here, only four people can be lined up. And it was, you know, if you were lucky enough to get into a shop, it was kind of like, oh, hey, I'm finally going in. And then they would be shouting 15 minutes per customer, keep it moving. And it was just that energy, honestly, in almost every shop and every museum that we visited. And it was really ironic to me because one of the things that they shared on the tour in the Salem Witch Museum was kind of that massive fear in the, you know, in the witch hunt triggered this mass hysteria that then caused cruelty in humanity. And I really think we're in that again in some ways. And it does break my heart. It was bringing up a lot of my own personal triggers of stuff from New York for me. Of like, oh, I left New York for this reason and I don't want to live like that. I don't want to live in that kind of cruelty towards humanity, towards one another. So we left after less than 24 hours. My mom and I were kind of like, this isn't in alignment. And that's not a judgment of Salem as a city, the world. It was kind of like, this isn't our radio station. You know, we're not operating at this frequency of this level of fear and kind of defensive cruelty. So we're going to go elsewhere. And that was very Justice card vibe. So where is it that you're feeling tuning in? Because Justice, again, like it's third eye and it's throat chakra, okay? So where are you able to tune in, download this month? That you're able to then speak your truth. And it doesn't have to be a nasty, combative, or aggressive throat chakra truth speaking. It can just be like, this isn't for me. And like for the people that it is, awesome. I always liken these experiences as feel good. You know, one of my main gurus always says it's not personal, it's vibrational. And I liken it to like, I don't love country music. So I would probably change the dial. Doesn't mean that people that love country are bad people. Doesn't mean that country music itself is bad. It's just not in alignment or resonance with what makes me happy and feel excited. So I kind of turned the radio station, I turned the dial energetically on Salem. And I was like, I don't really want to spend time here right now in these COVID times. That's very Justice. What is it that you're kind of like, I'm gonna declare my truth. I'm gonna say this does resonate with me, this doesn't, and kind of get the clarity to move forward from a more authentic and aligned place. I think it's so interesting because it gave me even increased gratitude for where I'm currently living in Pennsylvania. And I was telling one of my best friends, I think I'm almost embarrassed of how much I really love it here. And I don't see myself necessarily living here long-term, but I'm really grateful for how I'm feeling, that I'm in resonance with, you know, my family, the friends that I've made thus far. And it's not a cool location. You know, I've lived in very exotic and cool locations, Amsterdam, Toronto, Montreal, New York, and I'm literally in the middle of Pennsylvania, but I love it. And I think that kind of contrast, I'm not even mad at that moment. A lot of us are having those triggering moments. And that was, honestly, it was one for me. It was the closest I felt to an anxiety attack in a very long time. But it was almost like, thank you. Thank you for this mirror of showing me this isn't resonating. And I'm grateful for the place that I am very much in resonance in many ways. So that's very Justice card vibes. And there may be continued moments of that as even though we like are in Scorpio season, as we transition, we make that transition fully into Scorpio, there may still be some of those Justice card moments, especially this coming week. Our second card is Two of Cups. And as I always say, this is Venus in Cancer. So there is a lot of love energy. There is a lot of water energy. And it's a lot of that like heart chakra opening. This can be a love relationship coming in. And for many of you, it will be, or it is a increased connection from your heart chakra to your romantic partner, your spouse, or significant other. For those of us that are single and we're like, no, I'm not in those heart chakra vibes at all. from that standpoint, I have a very open heart chakra to my loved ones and my for people, but I'm not feeling like my person's coming in just yet. I can kind of intuit that. But for those of us who are like, it's not necessarily in that realm, that area of our lives, it can definitely be in business. It can be in friendship. I'm seeing this really strongly in business. I've partnered and collaborated with some amazing creators behind the scenes on Badass Bitches Tarot on a new project that I'm bringing out to the world in 21 that I'm so excited about. So, and both of these individuals, these collaborations came into my life in October. So I really saw Two of Cups, and I have such gratitude for it. It's kind of anything that is a strong energetic connection that feels like there's a mutual level of respect, and like we're so excited to come together. We're so excited to partner and do this thing together, whether that's romantic, personal, or in business like mine. One of the things I will say, if any of you are experiencing this in business, I signed a contract in Mercury retrograde, which I always am like, don't do it. But I'm not a big, like, you know, I invite you to consider, I always say I don't believe in rules. So I'll call this a tip, not a rule. But my tip for Mercury retrograde contract signing is if it's somebody that you've known in the past, you have kind of a relationship with in any way before the retrograde occurred, you're probably safe. It's kind of anything that's kind of brand new, out of nowhere, there can be, and if you do that, do it with a lot of caution. Some of us are needing to sign things in writing, whether they're, you know, it's moving, it's leases or home, like, you know, agreements, or you're getting a car and you're like, but I need this now. Totally, just be really mindful, read every word, or have someone who is, you know, much more legally trained than you read contracts and read verbal agreements. But if this is somebody, in my situation, it's someone in both of these partnerships I had been speaking to before the retrograde. One of them is like a friend of one of my best friends, and we had kind of been in conversation for a while. So I feel like this is, then it's okay. So if you're kind of like, oh, I feel this amazing energetic pull, but it's retrograde, be kind to yourself with that, because it can still be really beneficial. There are always loopholes in that, if you will. So before we go into, I have an amazing ritual to take us into Samhain, but between now and the 31st, actually. But before we do that, let's pull our, I'm going to pull with my deck. Let's pull our card of the week. So what are the energies that the guide, source, universe wants the collective to know for this upcoming week? Between now and October 31st. Two of Pentacles. Okay, this is awesome. This is Jupiter in Capricorn. And Two of Pentacles, okay, and let's find it really quickly. I always like to, you know me, I like to have the side-by-side piano weight. I'm just gonna pull it through my Rider Waite. Oh, there it is. Okay, so an OG, Smith Rider Waite. We have this little mofo who's juggling these two pentacles. And what always stood out to me, other than like the balance and obviously that kind of like, oh, there's obviously a balance and a flow, right? And we often think money pentacles, but this is also the earth element as pentacles that's associated with earth energy. So anything really in your day-to-day life. So this can be time management, multiple projects, especially usually work stuff, but it can just be like multiple things in your day-to-day life that you're able to juggle and prioritize. The other thing that always stood out to me in the original is these, like, these waves, right? Where like, it looks like these are kind of rocky waters. We see like these ships like that are way up here and then these like massive waves. And it's kind of like, even when things are kind of undulating and rocky, it's okay, I can still juggle, I can roll with it. So a lot of us had really intense energies. For those of you who follow at Cardi B, my social media, you may have seen the post that I did about the old Tina Fey SNL skit of like, hold on to your effing hat. I was seeing so many clients and many of my besties and loved ones just having those really intense triggering moments. Even for me, Salem was a little bit of that. It was like, whoa. And it was kind of those PTSD flashbacks to like how challenging and emotionally traumatic parts of living in New York in the 6 months of COVID that I did were. So a lot of us may have had those triggers pop up and like really be in our face in that like, oh, hold on to your effing hat way. But this is showing this coming week, we're going to have more balance and flow. We have Jupiter, which is a planet of expansion in Capricorn, which is kind of known as like ruled by Saturn, that like mean rules restricted. So it's a balance. It's a balance of where there needs to be some of that Capricorn discipline and a little bit maybe restriction, which I don't love. I don't even like saying the word. But then more of that like free flowing Jupiter expansion, right? In the deck I created, This is Susie Orman. And I did this because just like base level, we think of Susie, we think of checks and balances, financial balance. She's always like, this is the right way to run your budget to have that balance in your life. So this definitely, that's the main word that always comes up with Two of Pentacles. I think we even visually kind of see that in this. But what I'm getting for this week, the first official week of Scorpio season, is the balance between releasing and manifesting. And some witches are stricter about this than others. Some are with work really, really strictly with the lunar cycles. So if we're in a waxing moon, which we are right now, and the moon is getting bigger, or it's not getting bigger. We're seeing more of the moon's light. It appears bigger from Earth. When we're in a waxing moon, that's when you manifest. That's when you call in. You do spell work around magnetizing towards you. And in a waning moon, when the light appears to be getting smaller, that's when we push away. That's when we banish. That's when we release. I feel like, I'm a cool witch, not a regular witch. So do this your own way and what resonates strongly for you and feels right for you. But I feel like there are certain seasons I generally work with the energies of the lunar cycle. But there are times in the year and times astrologically that are kind of either or. And this one I find to be both. Because we are in Scorpio, and especially I find this so appropriate that we pulled the Two of Pentacles of like the where are we manifesting and calling in, where are we releasing, because we are in that waxing moon until again 10:49 a.m. on Saturday the 31st. So the moon's like coming in more and more, it's getting closer to Earth, we're feeling that pull. So we're magnetizing toward us with that energy. What are we manifesting? What do we want? As this is that beautiful new year energy, like when we think about what we do societally, and especially in the Western cultures, for the December 31st New Year, we make resolutions. What are we going to do this year? What are we going to get excited about? What are we going to call in? But they're also in resolution making, or kind of like a lot of people like to be, I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to lose this. I'm going to stop smoking. I'm going to stop this. So where are we finding that balance in the witches New Year? I think that we already went through a lot of the releasing, because there is that scorpionic, that shedding of what have we outgrown? What are we leaving behind? And I think that if you want to look more, if you didn't see it, the episode, which is both on YouTube and we're everywhere podcasts are found, iTunes, Spotify, all of that. I did a releasing ritual for this time of the year, but especially even after the 31st, it's really strong too. And we're in that waning moon after the big Samhain moon. But anytime that you're in this time period that you feel called to release, I did a releasing ritual with putting it together in like a little box, or I had a casket. What is it that we're kind of releasing and allowing to let go of in this time? You can look at that in the last episode. But because we didn't address what we're magnetizing and calling in, I really wanted to go through that. So let's see here. Working with, I work with honey on this. This is kind of, you can do this both as a spell jar or as an intentional honey. I'm doing this as an intentional manifesting honey, which can be consumed. Now, the difference between the infused honeys and the spell jars is the spell jars, you can put literally anything in, and it's not for consumption. It's not to eat. So people can put any herbs, doesn't matter if they're edible, doesn't matter if they taste good. People even put crystals, charms, that sort of thing in a spell jar. You can do that as well for manifestation. I'm doing this as an infused honey because at the end of the full moon on Samhain, I'm going to use this to cook with, probably put in my matcha in the morning. So I create a honey base. And for those of you who are maybe not, you're not about using the honey, you're like, no, that's, I'm purely vegan. A lot of very strict orthodox vegans don't consume honey. It's why I call myself plant-based. I do, for the record. I get it from a local farm that treats their bees very well. My sister knows the beekeeper, so I know that they're ethically raised and treated bees that are making the honey. But again, everybody do this with what's right for you. You can sub this with agave if there's any kind of, like, you're not resonating with honey, it doesn't feel good to you. Fill this with your honey or your agave till it's almost full. Then I'm going to use herbs that are associated with Samhain. So the first that I'm going to do is cloves. And we can see, you can do this, oops, you can do these as ground cloves, or the the actual individuals. And these are, the herbs are known for protection and abundance. So I love this for this time of year, of kind of like putting that protection around us as the veil is thinning. So there's a lot of stuff coming through, and a lot of it, yes, we may need those messages. It may be downloads, messages from like the other side, from the spirit world. But protection from those things that are negative, that are not helpful, healing, and empowering. I'm gonna put my cloves in for that. The second thing I want to work with is cinnamon. I think this is going to taste really yummy because it's kind of very autumnal herbs. Cloves are definitely associated with both Samhain and Yule. Really delicious. It has kind of like, you know, when you smell it, you're like, it smells like fall on the holidays, right? The second I want to work with is cinnamon, which is known for psychic abilities, like third eye psychic abilities, enhancing those, enhancing that connection, as well as love. So people use this both in like love and romance, but also I use it a lot for enhancing, opening your third eye. I put this in almost every hot drink I make because it's like all like, I tell myself as I put it in my matcha or a tea, I'm like, sprinkle a little intuition in my day, like let's help open up that third eye. So gonna put cinnamon again. This can be ground. Mine is ground. You can also have, this is a tiny container, so a full cinnamon stick doesn't fit. You can also use a full cinnamon stick, obviously. And my last ingredient I'm gonna personally use is mugwort, and this is associated with Samhain. But I think I'm like, if you follow me for a while, I'm like mugwort with everything. It's my dad's joke. If he's like, well, probably mugwort will probably solve it, because I put this in almost everything. You can eat it, you can drink it as a tea, you can smoke it. It actually looks a lot like weed, if you can see there. But I just love it. It's a very mild flavor. It's great as a tea too, but I'm gonna put this in my honey. And mugwort is the most powerful for psychic abilities, intuition, third eye, like cinnamon, but I feel like on superpower, on steroids. And it's a lot for lucid dreaming and astral travel too. So it's really like, as the veil is thin, mugwort's like giving you like that Super Mario star to really see past the veil of what you need to see. But with that protection of the cloves for kind of like filtering out anything that's super negative, that again is not helpful, healing, or empowering for us to work with. Another strong protection herb, if you wanted to add this in, you could do sage. Probably not. I'm doing this also from like a palate consideration, because I'm going to make a syrup, a honey simple syrup to put in my teas when I finish this. But you could do sage for extra protection. You could do, which is also associated with Samhain. It's associated with most of the Sabbats. You could do mandrake, which is also a really strong protection and banishing of negative energies. That's a good one too. Mandrake's rare and expensive. I have a tiny little bit, but I think I'm good with my cloves for protection. I'm feeling pretty in a good energetic zone and field where I am right now. I've mentioned this book before, but I'm just going to show it because I think it's the first time I've been on YouTube. So if you wanted to see what the cover looks like, this is where I don't have every single herb memorized. I have the ones that I cook with and create elixirs with a lot. But if you're working with herbology and you're learning and you need to know which planets, if they're feminine or masculine, what they do magically and medicinally, this is amazing. It's the Encyclopedia of Magical Herbs by Scott Cunningham. It has all of that information along with illustrations of the herbs. This is like my herb Bible. I'm really grateful that I have this book. So you can get it online and at a lot of metaphysical shops and herbology shops. So that being said, you don't have to mix these together. You can literally put them just on top of the honey. Some people do the bottom and pour the honey in. I then close this. Meditate on what your intention is, of what you're calling in, because this again is our kind of manifesting ritual and the releasing I did in the past episode. What it is that you're calling in this new year? What is it that you want to magnetize into your life? It may be things that you're super grateful of and you're like, thank you, universe, more of that. It may be something that you want to see happen or come in that you haven't quite been able to magnetize yet. So I would suggest sitting with your jar, also lighting a white candle, and that's kind of like purifying the space, along with any colors associated with that. So if you're looking for creativity and inspiration, I would use orange, like that kind of empowerment, solar plexus energy. If you wanted to work with love stuff, you can use pink for love, red for more of like lusty romantic, and you know, green for prosperity. So you can also light a candle while you're sitting in meditation with this. So I'm gonna probably sit for 5 to 10 minutes in meditation. meditation, holding this and really infusing that energy into it. Then you want to put this between now and the full moon on the 31st. So we've got a week to work with this. Usually I'll do this for like a new moon to a full moon cycle of 2 weeks. But because I'm just introducing this for Samhain, we're gonna do a little short honey jar with this. Gonna do a week. So I put this on a window in my home that the moon light comes through. So for me, it's the one, you know, facing my little balcony that I often post that you see me working from. I'm gonna put it on the window that gets all of that moonlight from my balcony, and then I'm gonna flip it each day. So in the morning, and as you flip it, I like to do mine in the morning as part of my get up, I do my meditation, flip my honey jar, I get up, I pour myself the tea, and it's kind of like a reactivating that manifestation. So what you're calling in. I'm working on a big creative project, as I said, that's coming out in 21. So I'm kind of manifesting, I found a great collaborator on this, and I'm manifesting just an increased inspiration, increased discipline to kind of sit down and bang this out. And also just, kind of the openness to what direction this takes me as well. So I'm gonna every morning when I flip that kind of infuse that energy back into the jar. So this is great. And as you flip it, it moves those herbs around, it infuses them. So we're gonna work with this for a week. I think this is really powerful to then utilize this on Samhain on the 31st Halloween. And like I said, if you work with a palette that you're like, ooh, I like the flavors of those things. Rose, for example, is amazing in honey or agave, and it's not necessarily associated with Samhain, but I feel like that's an all-time like self-love, self-healing activation. So if you work with herbs that you like the taste of, I like the taste of all of these. I am going to be intentionally cooking some sweets and using this in my daily tea starting on the 31st onwards. I'm excited for that. This is a really good finding the balance, Two of Pentacles, in that which what we're releasing in Scorpio and what we are ready to call in for the Witch's New Year. So that being said, I hope you have the most magical Samhain on Halloween. If you make these, please, I love seeing pictures. I love seeing what herbs you worked with. If you do choose to use different herbs than me and you find something you love, a lot of my ideas and tips I get from listeners and viewers. So please feel free to DM me with that. I love it. It's going to be a super intense and powerful week. But we've got that earth energy and that balance. It's really helping us to juggle. We're kind of rolling with it. We're surfing this wave. So I love you all. Happy Samhain, happy Halloween, and as always, stay magical AF.